WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks. And let me tell you, today's episode is hitting a nerve, overcoming fear and embracing uncertainty. Ever feel like life's just one giant roller coaster of what if and oh no? You know that feeling when you're about to take a leap, maybe start a new project, or even just ask someone out on a date, and your stomach does a flip-flop faster than a caffeinated squirrel. Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can break free from that fear field cage. This isn't about becoming fearless superheroes overnight, although wouldn't that be cool? It's about understanding fear, working with it, and ultimately using it as fuel to take control of your life. Think of it like this. Fear is a signal, not a sentence. It's telling you something, maybe that you're stepping outside your comfort zone, which is awesome. Growth happens there. So, let's dive into 5 killer takeaways to help you conquer those fears and embrace the beautiful messiness of uncertainty. First up, identify your fear. What exactly are you afraid of? Is it failure? Rejection? The unknown? Pinpointing that fear head-on is like shining a light on a shadowy corner. Suddenly, it doesn't seem so scary anymore. Remember, knowledge is power. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. Our minds can be real chatterboxes, especially when fear kicks in. You know, those relentless voices whispering you can't do this, or what if you mess up? Yes, they need a timeout. Challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is there any evidence to support them? What would I tell my best friend going through the same thing? Often, our fears are based on assumptions, not facts. Third, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens in life, that's a fact. But what you can control is your reaction to it. Instead of dwelling on the things beyond your reach, channel your energy into taking action, even small steps. Every little win builds confidence and momentum. Fourth, reframe failure as a learning opportunity. This is a big one, folks. We've all been there, tripped up, stumbled, maybe even face-planted spectacularly. But guess what? Failure isn't the end, it's a stepping stone. Each failure teaches you something valuable about yourself and the situation. So embrace those setbacks, analyze them, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Finally, remember that uncertainty is a part of life. Yep, it's true. Trying to control everything is like trying to herd cats, it's just not going to happen. Embrace the unknown. It's in those moments of uncertainty that we often discover hidden strengths and opportunities. Think of it as an adventure you never know what exciting twists and turns are waiting around the corner. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's always dreamt of starting her own bakery, but gets paralyzed by fear every time she thinks about taking that leap. She worries about failing, about disappointing people, about the uncertainty of it all. But then she starts implementing these tips. She identifies her fear, challenges those negative thoughts, focuses on what she can control like perfecting her recipes. Reframes failure as a learning opportunity, even burnt cookies can be delicious, and ultimately embraces the uncertainty as part of the journey. And guess what? Sarah takes that leap, opens her bakery, and it's a smashing success. So remember, friends, fear is natural, but it doesn't have to control you. By identifying your fears, challenging those negative thoughts, taking action, learning from setbacks, and embracing uncertainty, you can unlock your true potential and live a life filled with courage and purpose. The key takeaway here is simple. You've got this. Don't let fear hold you back from chasing your dreams. Take that first step, even if it feels scary. Trust me, the view from the other side is breathtaking. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest fears? How have you overcome them, or are you working on overcoming them right now? Share your stories and insights in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic for daily doses of calm, control, and courage. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.